She's all right, coming back. Everyone's right. Loaded.
I'm not that loaded yet.
Yes, you are.
I'm on my way.
I think you're wrong.
I disagree. This is your song. Just a sign of how it's riding.
Kind of not very often I drink.
Good though. It's Peter's 30th birthday. We have to drink.
Peter's cool.
30th.
Pete, you need to hit the light. We're on here.
Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash.
Good job.
Mama's gonna tell you
to go fast.
That is their safety open blast.
Okay, we are back. When we left you, we had a segment that was interrupted because I was too loaded to know we had started talking and not recording.
Oh, how long did that go on?
I don't know. Not important.
Okay.
The important thing is we're going to continue a game we started when we left off, which is called Thins and Fats. This is a drinking game.
All right.
Ooh.
And
have a drink.
I think I adequately explained it last time, but here's how it goes. There will be three possible answers to every question, and based on those answers, you'll have 0, 1, 2, or 3 drinks.
I like it. Do you need a drink?
Do you need a drink? Okay.
Maybe.
Here we go. And I have two stacks. One is one that Val made for my birthday.
Awesome.
And one is one that I made.
Awesome.
So here is the next question.
I love your enthusiasm.
Did you ever have braces? Val?
Yeah.
Alec?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yes. And me, yes.
Currently.
I don't know if you guys know. Here are the answers.
No, adult
yes
braces?
Equals 3 drinks.
Oh, snap.
No
Who
equals
gets to
2.
Decide? You?
And right now equals 1.
Right now, you bitch.
Kaboom.
Cheers. Kaboom. 3 to us. That water, don't take it too fast.
Here's
I know,
a Val question. What is your favorite holiday? Val?
Halloween.
Alec.
Currently Halloween.
Christina.
I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up.
Pick one.
Kwanzaa?
Probably Halloween this year.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be Christmas obviously for me Halloween. Too. So we all said Halloween.
I do. I used to like Christmas. Year. I know. I'm not as big a fan as Christmas I used to be either.
Guys,
yes.
Halloween is 0 drinks.
That's tough. So. That's understandable. Then, you know what? Happy fucking Halloween.
Ooh, yeah. This is a good one.
Slutty costumes and giraffe costumes.
I was very slutty.
Kaboom.
Were you?
Were you
no
a giraffe?
Cleavage and everything.
That was a joke. I could have cleavage.
Giraffe?
No, I was not a giraffe.
I was a giraffe.
I was not a giraffe, nor was great. I slutty.
Actually, oddly enough, Christina was a giraffe.
I was a T-Rex a couple years ago. That's pretty similar to a giraffe.
Why didn't you come to our Halloween party?
I did.
Yeah. And it was fun.
Why didn't you remember I came to your Halloween party?
Because it was at the end. You guys showed up
you
late.
Said it was until midnight, and I showed up at like 8.
That was my wife's fault.
Oh, that's great.
I did have fun. I feel like I entertained your boyfriend. Really?
I guess he didn't feel so.
No.
He hated it.
It was fine.
He's like, never
we
again.
Awkward
Halloween's
it
a...
was like over
that's
when we got there.
I felt awkward.
Why did you get there so late?
There. She
well,
didn't.
Well, Alec said it went till midnight.
Don't say Alec.
Okay.
So showing up at 8 o'clock.
Best costume you had. Ever.
I dressed as a Ooh in blackface as Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah.
Mine was I was the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I remember
and
that.
I didn't
we were
know
trick-or-treating.
We were trick or treating. It was one of our last trick or treating years. And I didn't know that he was called the
Poppin' Fresh.
Yes, Poppin' Fresh. So one of the women was like, "Oh, you're Poppin' Fresh." I was like, "No, I'm the Pillsbury Doughboy."
No, idiot.
Yeah. And she's like this nice old lady. She gave me candy. That's probably my best one.
Well, they all get
nice candy.
Well, even after I was like, no.
No, you cunt.
I didn't call her a cunt, but I'm impressed you did.
I was a panda once.
That was a good one.
Horrible?
It was really cute.
Were you too much candy panty?
Well, I did have a lot of canned
candy.
Canned.
Yeah, you know.
How many beers
have you
had?
It's a toss-up between the giraffe this year and my slutty Harry Potter costume.
Your giraffe picture, which I've seen.
Harry Potter.
I was slutty Harry Potter. I won the sexiest costume at my friend's costume party because of
That's
it.
That's a pretty good.
Oh. Did your friend
want to
fuck you?
I was
what?
Amy Winehouse
did your friend want
right
to
after
have sex
she
with
died,
you?
And I won most disrespectful.
What?
I was Amy Winehouse right after she died.
I've got to ask you guys. This is
I like that this is, you know, we've got two women at the table. One has won most sexy and one most disrespectful.
Have you guys seen the Boston Marathon victim
Oh, yes.
Costumes?
I did see
you
that
guys,
on Yahoo.
Were you pretty
Have
unimpressed?
You seen...
No, no, I'm asking. Was that too soon?
Sexy 9/11?
It's a little rough.
That I did see those,
that
too.
That was the worst.
Do you guys both agree that those are not okay?
Those are a little
I agree.
Awful.
Not okay. Not because it's not funny.
I'm fine with it.
Really?
I mean, the costumes were lazy, but whatever.
Fair enough. They've been better costumes.
I mean, why is
Fair
it
enough.
Okay to be like a, you know, old-timey zombie, but meanwhile, it's not okay to be a guy who died yesterday? What's the difference? They're all fucking dead. We're all gonna die. All
right, thanks for listening, everyone.
We're all gonna
You have hours left to go. Hours left to go before you sleep.
I mean, it's not like he dressed. He's like, I'm dressed, or the woman. She's not like, I'm dressing as Jennifer who got exploded.
Yeah, but all right. So keep going. Next question.
Next question.
You're
Let's
right.
move on.
Did you make any cards for this game?
Oh, Val, fuck you.
Yes, this is actually my card.
Ooh, Val.
Yes is one drink.
I apologize.
Yes is one drink. No is two. Yes, I made cards but forgot to bring them is three.
So you and I only have to take
no.
two. I have to take
I'm
one.
I'm like,
extra
I got water. I don't even care.
Saying fuck you to Val. I apologize.
Let's do a Val card. Ooh, this is a good one. How many cards are in your wallet, excluding your driver's license and credit cards?
A ton.
Well, you have to count.
Oh. I don't have my wallet. It's in another room.
I think it's actually right by Alex's feet.
No, I took it out.
Not any of my credit cards. Okay, I've got a High Plains Library
you do,
District
like,
card.
Best guess?
I have four or more.
I've got a Stuff for Stuff Club.
Well, here's the answer is none,
I'm
one,
no.
three, or four
20.
Or more.
Oh. 10,
okay,
15.
You're way over four. So that's two.
Wait, I have to take two?
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't really matter. Again, I have water.
One
so.
To three is one
I'm
drink.
I'm like the lamest of the drinking game people.
None
here.
Is none oh. drinks, and four or more is two drinks. I hope, by the way, I think I forgot to mention, if you're playing at home, you can play at home.
Oh, this will be fun.
Play
Here's
at home.
My question. How many of
drink.
You are avid listeners to Pete's show and didn't show up? Because if you're Ian and you're in Arizona, that's allowed. If you're in Greeley and you're an avid listener and you're not here, fuck off. And you should show up.
Die.
No, don't die.
No, no, die.
Show up.
Okay, die. I guess Ooh. They won't hear this because it's not live.
No.
Biggie, Smalls? Tupac, or Old Dirty Bastard? Val?
Biggie? I'm going to go with Biggie.
Alec?
ODB.
Biggie, Biggie, Biggie. Can't
Christina? Okay, that's an answer.
Just hypnotize me.
Biggie is one drink. Tupac
not
is two.
I
have Old Dirty Bastard is three.
Nika should be here to drink with me. God damn it. He's getting
Nika!
Weed. Can I say that on this radio show? Will he get arrested?
It's
He's
pretty buying, much it's pretty
a
much
new
legal, right?
Tweed jacket.
Oh yeah, weed is legal now.
Ooh, here's a good one.
Alec meant tweed. I don't know.
Favorite
marijuana
TLC member.
Oh, nice.
Now let
Which
me just go
one?
Up with the choices here. There is Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
She's the dead one, I think.
There's T-Boz
okay.
and Chili.
Mine's Left Eye. She's
I like
so
them
sassy.
All.
I like that Lisa's dead.
So you pick her.
Yeah. Up with everybody dissing TLC tonight. It happened last.
Don't
last
go
time.
Chasing waterfalls. How did I diss them? Not only did I not diss
Crazy.
Them, I knew Lisa
you were
was
like,
dead.
Sexy. You sexy. Said, I'm cool. glad she's cool. dead.
I shouldn't have said that.
You said she's glad.
I listened
dead.
To that on the bus on tape on a Walkman.
Peter let me listen to the Beatles, I think White Album on his CD player when we went to a forensics thing when we were like 15. Made me like the Beatles.
This is an
And Peter, to a lesser extent.
okay, so we've got a lazy
oh, yeah. what did
left,
you
eye,
I've
left
got
eye.
Left eye.
I like them all.
You can't.
You like them all. But you have to pick
That's
one.
Seven
favorite.
Drinks.
I have water. What do you care? I don't care.
My favorite is Chili.
She's the prettiest.
Never. Eye, she is the prettiest. Left eye is one drink, so that's the right
yeah.
answer.
Right
I like salt and pepper.
That's 1,000.
Nice.
T-Boz is two, and Chili is three. I don't know why I made this card.
Okay. Why are you taking my wallet?
I just wanted to see
what was in it. You can absolutely see what's in it. No condoms anymore. I'm married.
Did you keep condoms in your wallet?
When I was young and stupid.
You know, that's one of the things I'm most proud of with my brother is that I told him that he should not keep condoms like in his car or wallet because they degrade. It's
yeah,
bad for them.
That's true.
And so he had condoms.
A baby.
We came home. No. Use condoms. He Go came. We came home afterwards and opened his desk drawer, and he had condoms in his desk drawer.
I'm proud of him.
I was too. I was too.
I am. That's good. And I'm glad he got to use them too.
I was too. Honestly, right I on. Was too.
Cheers.
I think I used like two condoms by the time I was 18.
You were so adorable and prepubescent
isn't
until
he
you
adorable?
Were like 18.
It was real gross.
Peter took a long time to go through puberty, but when he hit, he
I almost ran into both of my grandmas in separate situations buying condoms in high school.
Are wow. you serious?
Serious.
First of all, why are all of your
and
family
you
members living
condoms?
In Greeley?
No. Yeah. I lived in Berthoud. So we didn't have, like, I wasn't going to shop in, well, occasionally we bought them at, like, the Conoco at the gas station.
Val just unbuttoned a button on her shirt, by the way. As you were like, I ran into my grandma's buying condoms.
Condoms,
she's like,
Val.
Ooh, snap.
I haven't even told my story about Val went almost into, causing a
went
divorce
went into a King Supers right inside Longmont.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did.
Yes, you did.
That one was already unbuttoned.
Oh. No, that was not. Val, he's right.
Yeah. All
right.
You are wearing a tank top, which is slightly disappointing.
One grandma at a King Supers in Longmont where she used to work, but she was retired. So I was like,
"You're like, what is? Why would she be here?"
She was there, and she totally knew what I was doing. Later on, she was like, "I totally knew." And the other time, the grandma didn't see me. Like, I saw her from behind, and I was like, "Motherfucker!" And I like ran away.
Grandmotherfucker.
I really thought about being in the store when I was buying condoms. I'm like, "What if I wouldn't run into my girlfriend's mom?" And you know what my plan was? I was like, I am just going to fucking throw them over as many aisles as I can. They'll just land in the candy aisle, but who cares?
I
That's a good idea.
I guess one time my boyfriend was buying like condoms and roses for me, and like the checker was like an old man and was like, date night, huh?
Jesus Christ.
Here's, Pete's question, though, was very apropos. Why did you buy them and not your boyfriend?
Yeah, how did
we
your
were together. But we were together.
Oh, you were never.
We were both in the store together.
Oh, so not only would your grandma have seen you buy condoms.
I'm not letting my boyfriend pick condoms. He's going to pick the weird, like, Bernie ones that I hate.
Those aren't Bernie.
Yeah, one time I got fine
those,
ice
like,
condoms.
Those
that
ones
was
like,
a mistake.
That are like warming for ladies.
Those
it's
are
terrible.
Horrible.
Do not buy them.
I didn't like them either. I thought, I was like.
Val got a terrible yeast infection.
I was like, my vagina.
Yeah, at first they were warming, and then they were flaming, and then it never stopped.
Right.
It's like it a continuous escalation.
Like icy hot.
Ribbed for her pleasure. That's good,
That's
though.
Good? The That's ribbed? Good.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got one That's that was a twist.
Val was confused.
Have you ever been banged by a rib for your pleasure?
Have no
condom?
Feeling in my vagina at all. None.
That's terrible. I'm sorry,
You just
sweetheart.
Lay there, and you're like... You just finish like, when you're done.
Completely numb.
My story has less effect now. I wish I would have told it first.
That is one of the most horrifying
things.
Because
it's a lie now.
I've ever heard.
My story is not true anymore. We're not together
anymore. No, I got
anymore,
ones one time. I got this pack, and it had different kinds.
Yeah, I've done one of those.
So it had like a, you know, normal.
Right.
It had a twisted, it was like a corkscrew that I was like, know about
if
this.
If you really want to fucking open up her... Nice snort. Yeah. That's the first snort of the night, I think.
If you're having a hard time getting in there and you're willing to spin...
Yes. I'm not in the shape to spin into her.
I don't know what person has the upper body strength to spin their way in. And then once
you work
you're in,
out...
Yeah, I don't. I mean, when you're on a bed, it's a soft surface. It's not good. And then it had... What else did it have?
Ultra thin.
Ultra thin.
Ultra thin feel great, but you always think that they're broken.
It's too scary.
It is.
It's not worth it.
You're fucking her and you're like, this feels too good. I'm going to come. Oh, we're going to have a baby.
It's either like, it should just be regular or not.
I only had a condom break once.
Mm. I lost a condom inside an ex.
That was unpleasant because, like, yeah, the next day.
I had to
day,
go
I was
in
like,
for it.
Oh.
Go after it.
Wait a minute. You had a condom in you until the next day?
Yeah.
Why didn't you take it out that very moment?
I didn't know it broke
How
until
did,
later.
Oh,
and I was
part
like, oh.
Of the condom.
Oh.
But
yeah.
You didn't find the whole condom
no,
in
no,
you.
No,
okay.
No,
like
no,
a trick cigar, it exploded.
Part of
at the
it.
End.
Like
okay.
It like broke apart.
But you don't have any babies.
No.
I'm happy for you.
Maybe yet. I'm barren. I don't know.
Do you Should want we... to have kids?
Possibly.
That's a good answer. All right, keep going.
Do you want to tell a story about Val almost destroying your marriage?
All right, so.
Oh, yes, I do want to hear this. You alluded
to
it earlier.
My beautiful wife.
Okay.
She is beautiful.
She's pretty great. We're in...
Okay.
What, Val?
Do you want to compare her to Val, or should we just move on?
We should just move on.
Yeah.
Move on.
That was just...
Four of
them. Could I get you in trouble again?
Test? I don't think Sarah listened to this.
Let's go.
I hope... No, was that a test? Because I said you both have very nice breasts.
Wow. I was going to say, let's go body part by body part, but JK, but now it's happening.
I like your teeth. I don't know why.
You mentioned that, and I appreciate it, because I feel self-conscious. Yeah,
I don't think you should. I like them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
this is getting weird
nice,
now. I don't want to
nice
go.
Teeth.
I don't want to go.
Anyway,
I'm not,
next question.
I've had enough booze. No, I'll tell the story, but I don't want to talk about Val piece by piece anymore. You're a person.
A question about
not
change.
A piece of meat.
I am a person.
With
there was
teeth.
One.
Oh.
And I had some.
Oh, okay.
All of my teeth.
All right.
I'd let
so Alex walking along.
No, I
was
at, okay, so Sarah.
Anyway.
Sarah, my wife, who's wonderful. I love you. She doesn't listen to this anyway. But anyway, so we were at home. And we were talking, and I was just like, "Some." I said
Sounds
something
unlikely.
About
unlikely.
I know it's already fake. So this is all radio magic. So I said, would you have another husband? And she was like, no, I don't need. And she was like, would you have another wife? And I was like, oh no. And so immediately in my head,
instead of just being like, no, I know, I like thought of somebody. Man.
I know. I was like, yeah.
Why wouldn't you just say no? Because you're like, well, you'll be fucking dead.
Because she, know? Or maybe it came up where she was like, she'd be your other wife. And I said, she wouldn't be my other wife. And the way I said it, she knew there was something behind that.
Uh-oh.
And then she was like, who would be your other wife? And I was like, well, not her, but I thought of somebody. And that was my mistake. I know.
Why would you say
because
that?
Because I'm stupid.
That's crazy.
I know. And so
wait,
she was
who
like,
was the person that you were Umbers. Like, no,
I think it was a television personality or something. Oh, okay. Maybe it was our friend. I don't know. She was just like, she'd be your other wife. I was like, she wouldn't be my other wife. And then she was like,
I got someone else lined up.
That's absolutely not the truth. And she was like, who would be? And I was like, well, I did think of somebody. That was what happened. Why? That was my.
What was going on at this moment? Were you drunk?
No, I was sober, completely sober.
Fuck?
It was the middle of the day. We were in our bedroom.
She caught you off guard.
She did throw me. I was like.
Very likable.
Who?
Me.
You conceited son of a bitch.
Thanks
you
for admitting it,
though. You don't have any feeling in your vagina. This is not true, like I just said. Had I known you didn't have a working vag, I wouldn't have called you as my... Anyway, well, no, you don't even know the end of the story. Maybe it's not about you.
That could have its own advantages, but let's move on.
They could just pound
you
it.
You could just go to town.
Girls... All right, anyway, listen.
Girls?
They like it when you pound it. Am okay. I right? KGB, am I right?
I think
right?
It depends on the
KGB.
Day.
KGB. Am I right?
Not talking right now.
Val, you don't have any feelings?
She has no feelings, so her
Peter?
Opinion no is idea. No.
When I pound your back.
I think there are times when it's good and times when it's not.
Every time.
Depends if it's romantic or if it's
snack time,
you know.
Every time.
You're all about the romantic,
Peter's
though,
very,
Peter.
Yeah. We did, KGB and Nika and I all come to the conclusion we'd all fuck you. When we were
I appreciate
yeah.
that. Thanks.
So that's
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
I appreciate that you'd all three put your penises or lady penises in me.
Wait a second here.
Yeah. You did have a look on your face like, wait a minute.
You know,
thank
if we were
you.
All locked up in a jail that you'd let me
no, we'd bang
pleasure you.
You.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's letting you pleasure us.
Yeah.
Passively.
Hey.
So anyway.
Thanks. Happy birthday to me.
I
happy
birthday to myself. You.
That's the best way to do it. As far as most of us are concerned. Listen. So anyway, then
Val
I was,
just hits her areas with a brick just to see if something will happen.
It never
I guess.
Does. Oh, and I cry.
I know. I don't blame
oh God,
you.
This is getting weird.
Why? It's sad for her.
Because she's like, and then I cry.
I'd cry too if I hit my dick. I didn't feel anything
with a brick.
I'd probably cry just from it.
This is my penis brick.
My dick
well,
brick. I don't know
next
nothing.
Question dick.
No, no, no.
Game.
I gotta finish my story. So
your whole Amazon wish list is random orbital sander, jigsaw cutter
with the really coarse.
Yeah,
too. It's not like
the diamond paper.
Yeah, it's not the 1,000. It's the like 200.
Okay,
so
so you had a thing with
so anyway, I said
you
to Sarah,
said Val would be your second
no,
wife.
Listen. So Sarah said she'd be your second wife. I was like, no, she wouldn't be my second wife. And then she was like, who would be? I was like, well, I did have somebody in my head, which was a mistake. And then she was like, tell me. I was like, no, because that's
why
a bad idea.
That was the worst thing you
I
ever
know,
said.
I know. And then here's the worst part. I didn't say you, Valerie Ross. Valerie, whatever the fuck your middle name is, Ross.
Anne.
That's so boring.
She just cringed.
I
don't know why I said that.
Because of her middle name. Yeah. You're on the radio.
I know.
Permanent record. No, she said, this
it's
is
okay.
the worst part.
My
I didn't...
middle name's Marie. It's very awesome.
Oh, mine's David. That's my gay uncle.
P. David Dirk. Your gay uncle. He's the greatest.
The gay twin?
Well, yeah. the Chicago yeah. one's great, too. And the John, gay uncle thought that you had a drinking problem, which is hilarious.
He did. The one time he contacted me on Facebook, I posted something about... just a funny thing, and then he was like, that's what we call a drinking blackout, and you should be really careful because alcoholism runs in our family. And I was like, yeah, no shit.
They're like, Tom is my father, I fucking know yeah. that.
Your twin was my dad. I'm aware. Anyway.
So, anyway, then here's the worst part, Valerie.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was Val. I said, I don't want to tell you. And she goes, it's Val. Here's the worst part, too. Oh. The worst is sister part. I was like, yeah. And she was so mad.
She was
like,
mad that Val
here's what
was
she
like
said.
Your second
no.
choice.
She was like, you should have lied.
You should have.
I was like,
have.
You
she
told me
right.
not to lie.
That you still should have lied.
You popped into my head, okay?
Well, how did you like recover?
I didn't. I apologized by text at work. I had to leave for work. So then I had to pick up Jay's wife.
This is like
wife.
A morning. You're eating Lucky Charms. She's yeah. like,
no, hey, we were still
if
the
I
bed
died,
room.
Who would you try to be married to?
And no, said, it wasn't even
oh,
like
Val.
That.
Okay, see you later.
Like, gotta go to work.
You're a great gal, Val.
Thank you.
Minus your unworking vag. You're fantastic. It was a mistake, and
everyone's
I should not have
faults.
Admitted it to her. I told her I tried to recover and be like, I don't have a lot of female friends. Yeah. Totally didn't work.
No, that's a good point. Like, if you're like, I don't have a lot of people
who's
who...
my best gal friend other than my wife? You.
Oh.
Oh.
That's
true.
I do think, Val, in a weird way, you should be flattered. Because he was saying, he's not saying, I'd, you know, once you died, I'd use Val as my emotional slam piece. He was
slam
like,
piece?
I would
never use.
I would use Val as my second wife. She would be my next best choice.
Don't look at me. Look at
I
Pete.
I think that's a he's nice thing. Yeah,
it's
nice.
Yeah.
If someone told me if they were married nice and they're me. Like, you're my second choice for a husband, I'd be like, all right, good if, enough.
Yeah.
I
no.
can live with that.
Hey, listen, well, although, is this weird for
you're
you?
Probably Alex's third choice for a wife.
Peter was my first choice for a while. I used to call him my first wife. Yeah. This isn't even a joke. I was like, he's the wife.
He's been cheating on me for several years.
Here's the worst
mistress.
Part. Peter is much more in shape than I am. So every time I'd be like, he's my wife, everybody would laugh and be like, oh, he's the girl. And I'd be like, fuck you. Just because I'm soft and
I
curvy.
I keep it tight for him.
Peter does keep it tight for me. So Pete was my first wife.
Keep
Sarah was my first
sexy,
real wife.
Peter.
And Sarah's and Val is my second wife. Which was a mistake, it turns
so
out.
So I take it from this that your wife doesn't have, like, a second place.
No, hers was Mike Rowe, who is a TV personality.
Well, so it's totally
so
unreal.
I should have picked a TV
personality.
Not even
personality. Realistic.
Yeah, you should pick someone, like, totally unrealistic.
I'm sitting next to you.
You should be
that
like,
was my
Sandy Bullock.
Sandy?
Oh
I fell
God.
In love with her in Speed.
She's practically 50. She looks amazing.
She's so fucking good looking.
That's
she's
why she's a great choice, because you're
I
like,
know.
She's 50, but she's still attractive.
Really?
But God knows when she takes gal. Those clothes off, though.
I bet she's still pretty because everything's tight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they're a little droopy.
You don't know.
I don't know.
When have
well,
we seen her naked?
She's never, you know, been
she's
pregnant or had her own kids.
That's true.
So,
she adopted a kid, which
right?
is so weird.
She could just
so her
have.
Her boobs could be real perky still.
At 50?
Sandra?
But she probably has Hep C from that guy.
Oh, oh, the motorcyclist
yeah.
who cheated on her with Kat Von D.
She definitely has
I feel
Hep
like
C.
him, though, at this age, 30.
You like him even though
C.
he cheated?
Not no, I said, why would she get with him?
I agree.
That was
what
a
was
she
could
move
do
on
better.
Her.
She could
Jesse
do better.
Jesse James.
Jesse James was his name.
Why?
I don't know.
He has disgustingness.
And then he cheated on her.
He's
why?
This is what makes
on
me
her.
Think maybe she doesn't look that good nude, though. Because, like, that's way below her level.
It does sound
it's made out of wood.
It sounds like candle. It's burning.
Sounds like
do you want me to turn it off?
Fire? No, I like
no,
it.
No.
Okay.
Just,
makes me feel
weird.
Christmassy. So, Val, are you flattered or uncomfortable or both?
No, I think it's nice.
As a sister wife, how do you feel about...
I think
it's nice. Thank you.
Do you feel complimented?
Yeah. I, mean,
I said you should feel
I mean,
complimented, and
it, the
that
problem,
was a little harsh.
The
prob-
no.
I feel like you should feel how you feel.
No.
But I think it was meant as a compliment.
It was. It was the truth. That was my mistake.
Yeah.
I should never have told the truth.
That's true.
I shouldn't have a backup wife, and I'm sorry it was you.
You need to pick a backup wife that's
really,
like,
no.
yeah, Sandra Bullock or Charlize
wife.
Theron,
yeah,
where your wife can be like,
to have like an actual like.
Well,
sort
I
of tangible...
here's the worst part. I yeah. didn't have you as a backup. I had never previously thought of a backup wife, which is probably why I was honest. Because if I thought of you, I would have immediately been like, I can never tell anyone except for Peter, and then I'd be like, never mind.
Yeah. Do you guys have one of those pacts of like, if we're both 50 and unmarried,
no,
let's get married?
We've never really talked about that.
I guess you're married, so that's void. Never mind.
You ever made a pact like that with someone?
No.
Have you?
Have you?
With
whom?
My best friend from high school.
Guy?
Who's your best friend?
Or gal?
Thomas.
Thomas.
Tomas.
So you guys said if you weren't married at what age?
I think we said 30.
Is he married? Ooh.
And how old are you now?
Is he married?
I'm 29.
So
he's
if,
not. As far
but
as
he
want to
fuck you then?
What?
Does well now
he
that,
was the best friend that wouldn't start a relationship with me.
Oh, you wanted to take his V card and he wouldn't
no,
do it.
No, he was not a V.
Oh,
this was
vampire
later, after high school.
Vampire. He was a vampire card.
Virgin, Peter.
Have you ever played Magic: The Gathering?
I'm confused. What's
he
a
was
V
a
card?
Black creature.
What V card is a
seven
virgin
swamp
virgin card?
Peter knows.
Never heard.
He's
that.
Being funny. This is comedy.
Issued
gold.
With your driver's license?
Or? Yes, yes, it is.
I'm a donator. Are you guys donators?
Of virginity?
No, of your body parts when you die.
Yes,
I think so.
I am an organ donor.
Let me check.
Hey, let's do more cards.
Yes, let's do
okay,
more
let
cards.
Me check. I want to see if I'm an organ donator. This is important.
It was already a personal long
I
time
am.
Ago.
A Y with a heart in it?
Yeah, a Y with a heart in it. That's a yes.
You guys know what happened to me at the airport?
I don't.
No, I do not.
They were looking at my ID when I was coming back home, and the lady the lady says, "This doesn't look like you." And I said,
"Seriously?
Really?
May I?
Yeah.
Is it this very... This is gonna...
yeah, this ID. She said, "This doesn't look like you."
Okay.
And I said, "Oh, okay."
Just because of the longer hair, but everything else looks like you.
The first lady was like, "Oh, it's the hair." And this other lady goes in there and she's like,
"It looks exactly
no,
like you.
You don't smile anymore."
You don't smile anymore. Like,
oh
she knows
God.
You.
I know. And I was just like, "You just." I don't know if you realized how you destroyed my feelings just now.
No, did you just renew and they use the same picture?
I don't remember you having that. I did.
This is a picture from when I first got my motorcycle license.
Okay.
So I was like,
"You are rugged."
Hey!
You were so rugged.
I was so happy to be alive.
My picture's from like, I don't know, at least 8 years ago.
I renewed
is this
mine.
The one where you look like a thug?
Yeah.
Mine,
can we see
mine
it?
Is right after I got I got rid
like,
of my DUI.
It's not thug like.
No, yours is pretty good.
I look like a thug in my student ID.
You just look like you're like
still use.
You don't look like happy, but you look group, fine.
You what?
You look a little
play
younger.
This game every time we're in a large group.
It's pretty
pass
fun.
Pass around the ID.
Well, let's play.
People look like criminals in their IDs.
Give me a drink when you go out.
Okay.
Beer. That Christmas booze is fucking great.
Next question. I probably need a beer of some sort. Just anything.
Does it matter?
No.
Christmas beers? Do you want
another one? I'm good. I still have.
Have you been in a helicopter?
No.
The answers. No equals 3. Yes, but only when it was on the ground. Equals 2.
I have been, and I only have to take 2. I've been in plenty of grounded helicopters.
And yes, while it flew equals 1. Bonus. If you've flown a helicopter as the pilot, assign one drink to
which
a person
of your
choice.
Which one of you two flew a helicopter?
I didn't either.
Oh.
But I've been in one that was flown.
That's awesome. Was it fun?
It was okay.
Where was it at?
Wisconsin Dells.
Wisconsin Dells?
This is where... Wisconsin Dells is where Chicago goes on vacation. They have water parks. They have go-karts. They have alpine slides. You go there, and they say, we're at this hotel, and outside they had like a bungee jumping thing.
Okay.
And they had a helicopter ride where you get in a helicopter with like a Vietnam veteran pilot.
Awesome.
And he would just drive
Did he have
you around
flashbacks?
Wisconsin. No, he just kind of drove us around. Right. I mean, not when I was in there.
Did he have a name?
I'm sure it was like Eagle Charlie or some shit.
Charlie's pretty good.
I mean, I was 10.
All right.
You know, so we get in this helicopter and just fly around the beauty of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Land. Yeah.
Was it fun?
I mean, it was fun just because I'd never been in a helicopter.
Was
what the hell?
What did you look at?
There's nothing.
Yeah.
Fields.
That I can see
bullshit.
Why now it's like a eh.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it would be awesome to be up in the sky and looking down, but on the other hand, you're like, there's more nothing.
Here's a real applicable question. Ooh. Get out your driver's license.
We already did.
Doing it.
Oh, shit.
Mine
this is bad for me.
Out.
If your hair is basically the same, one drink.
That's me, right?
Yeah.
I'd say you too, Val.
Cool.
If the length is the only difference, that's recently. 2 drinks. I mean, it's pretty close.
The length is, it is longer.
You take 1.5 drinks.
If the color is different, 3 drinks.
Peter, is your color different? Is that
no,
why you're taking? Okay.
I'll have 2.
You have 2, definitely. Your hair was fucking long. I don't remember you having that long a hair. The only thing I know about your hair is that you hate getting haircuts so much that you will let it get super crazy long,
yeah.
And then it goes super short. And
I've
then everybody's
the
like,
two times
do you
myself.
Have cancer?
I know. I'm like, yes.
He hates getting
That's
those
fine,
questions.
Didn't it? Oh, okay. Does everyone have the option to open their Facebook profile picture?
Yes, I do. I have a smartphone.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your picture is just of your face... That's 3 drinks.
My picture is my face and my wife.
If it's just faces, but more than one, That's two.
All right.
If it's anything else, one.
I think I get one.
What's your Facebook picture of, Val?
Valerie?
It's my face, but you can also see like my chest area.
If it's just your face, that's three, Val.
Give it to
But I thought,
in a hoodie.
Just like,
you take four for that.
You're not wearing a turtleneck. I'm not like, oh, well, it suggests that you have a body and not just a head in a jar. Alec, let me see yours.
Sorry, I somehow got to my camera roll, and please allow, let me cancel that.
Let's just assume it's horrible.
No, I will show you. Because you want to see.
Wait,
it.
Let me think. I bet I could guess what it. Did you just change yours recently?
Yes, I did.
I think his is him and his wife. Mostly, yeah. Their face is in the picture.
I don't know how to make it bigger than that.
Yeah, it's like half of his face and most 3/4 of her face.
Yep, he's prettier than me.
So that puts you at two drinks.
Two drinks.
You're at two.
I'll take it. KGB's back. Good timing.
Zippo lighters. It's our next category.
Thank you.
Yay or nay.
If you own one, take one.
Do you have?
If you own more than one.
Wait, lighters?
Zippo.
Yeah,
lighters.
Zippo lighters.
Oh, Zippo. I don't own any.
Well, if you own one, take one. If you own more than one, take two. If you own zero, take three.
Can you, do you have the opener?
Yes.
Because I owe, I think, like five drinks.
I was a cat stuck to it.
That was me. I'm sorry. I have fun. I really like
that. I thought you said it was a cat stuck to it.
And pee too.
Okay.
Isn't your husband out there too?
He is.
So that's allowed.
He can come in here. Does he want to come in?
I don't know.
He's allowed.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Talking to myself.
Your microphone was like tilted right down towards the chair.
Maybe the chair has something to say.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
I got something to say.
It's a magical.
I killed a baby today.
Such a good song.
Okay. We ready for our next thing?
Yes. Is everybody caught up?
Yes.
Pete, do you want me to open your booze?
Best song about prayer. Val?
Like a Prayer, Madonna.
That was actually mine. And I'm not kidding. Like a Prayer by Madonna. It's not a
Christina?
Joke.
What?
Best song about prayer.
Pick Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Okay, yes.
I would also pick probably Living on a Prayer. Okay, here's the answers. Like a Prayer is one drink.
That's Val and I.
Living on a Prayer is two, and all others are three. So I'm two.
Which one of you two chose that or wrote that one? Because that was good regardless. Well done, buddy. Those were the first two what?
We're out of Val questions.
Those were good questions, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
do you want to do Val impressions?
We can. I'm a lady, Val.
Okay, Alec, I want you to talk about...
Do you want me to do it as Val?
Here's what I'd like you to recreate.
I'm serious.
There was a time long ago where we were at Val's apartment.
I remember
that.
And
we watched the motion picture RoboCop.
Yeah, everybody was invited.
And you and my brother got a little drunk.
Yeah, it was
fun. And then she had to ask you to leave.
You're pretty rude.
Because you had overstayed your welcome.
Maybe you shouldn't laugh so much.
I'd like you to recreate the...
I remember this, but I don't remember what I said to you.
Oh, I remember.
Okay, go. And Alec, do the impression of Val. 3, 2, 1, go.
Listen, guys. I think it's probably time for you to go. I just think that you've overstayed your welcome.
Oh, God.
So if you could just go, that would be great. You're crying.
I know.
You're genuinely crying.
Val, this is going to pay off for you. Do you want to do a Val impression, Christina?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I can
Val,
do
Val, I would really like... Oh, what are you
going to
do?
No, keep going.
You can do it, Christina? Is that what you
I was going to try to do.
Yeah, do it.
I can't.
Go for it.
I've said too much on the radio. Don't listen. Matt, don't listen.
He knows all of it.
I know. I figured.
Val,
everybody else can't listen.
Nobody else listen. If you've been listening, stop.
Val.
Too boisterous.
I'd like you to
Matt
do...
I told Matt he could come be a part of this.
He can.
He said it was too boisterous.
No.
Well, it's fine.
Oh, who? Matt. Her husband.
Val, I'd like you to do your impression of me from the rafting trip, if you would.
Oh, awesome. You can do this.
It was pretty great. A car
like
pulls up to a Wendy's checkout.
Double bacon cheeseburger.
Be Pete.
Yeah.
Okay. Peter.
I'll do the sound effects.
Okay.
I'm pulling up to a Wendy's drive-thru. My brake squeal, yep. And it says, "Oh, Wendy's, why would you like to hire?"
A double egg cheese.
Okay.
Fries. Chicken nuggets. Frosty for later.
What did they say?
For later?
They did?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in my freezer for
okay,
later.
Okay, that's necessary information. Anything else?
That's it.
That seems like not very much food for you.
Did they really say that? Is this still true? Don't lie to me.
Let me do.
Don't
let
lie
me
to
do
me.
You're Val's
crying.
Impression of me doing pull up to Wendy's because okay. All weekend we're waiting for Val's impression of me. Okay. She's like, "All right, I'm ready." She's like, "Here's you at Wendy's. I'll have two double sticks, two junior bacon cheeseburgers, 5-piece chicken nugget." And a frosty for later.
And the only part I could object to, I was like,
I don't say it for later. I just order it and decide when to have it.
Awesome.
The best part was, and a frosty for later.
Awesome. KGB, are you sure you don't want to do an impression of Val? Because it's fucking fun.
It's really fun to do a Val.
Just talk quietly and monotone.
I don't know.
Peter. Did she call you Peter?
Val. Depends.
It's both.
Yeah. Depends on my demands. Val, do you want to do an Alec?
Yes, please. For the love of all that is holy and good, please do an impression
for
me.
A while. I'll come back
Can
in
you do
later.
Okay,
that's fine.
Let's think
what
of
about
the situation.
When I what did I say to you when you spit on my fucking floor?
Yeah. I'll recap while you think about it.
I don't think you
think
said
about
anything.
It.
I don't think I said anything.
We were having a New Year's party.
It was I was
me,
shocked.
Alec, Val, and one other person, and we're all drinking. And then there was some situation where Val had to spit, and she was like, "I'm going to spit on the floor."
And I said, "Don't spit on my floor, Val."
And then she did.
Well, I gave you a look first.
You did.
Right on the
you
kitchen
did.
Floor.
You looked at me as you spit.
Yeah.
And then what did I say?
It was very
I
aggressive.
I don't remember.
It Although you did bring, aggressive. I think you brought him a whole box of Ring Pops.
Oh, not all, no,
oh,
that was
no,
different.
That was a wedding
that was
present.
Not, yeah, that
oh,
okay. Wasn't the same. She wiped it up.
They got married. Yeah.
The thing that she, we didn't get
She
married.
Felt so sorry
The thing that she
after.
Did that was hilarious is she wiped up the spit.
Once the spit hit the ground, it was like, oh my God, what have I done?
But you didn't apologize. You were still super like, fuck you, but you also wiped it up.
It was great.
Hilarious.
It was so fun for me.
I was shocked.
Not involved.
No?
Just got to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I can't believe she just did that.
Nobody could believe it. That's not a Val move.
It was like a Western.
It really was.
She spits on the floor and she's like, what are you going to do about it?
It really was. She was just like, you like that?
And then I wiped it up.
Ooh, this is another Nick and Nor question.
All
let's
right,
put it aside.
Let's do this.
Tattoos.
Ooh, I like this one.
Okay.
Not really a fan
what
of
about
the tats,
them?
But
one tattoo equals one drink. Zero tattoos zero tattoo? Equals two.
Do you have any?
More than one tattoo equals three drinks.
I'd be real drunk right now if I was actually playing this
wait,
game with booze.
How many? How many do I have to take for having a bunch?
You have to take two.
More than
three. Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, more than one is three.
I got a lot.
Ah! Just take three.
All right.
That's Val, not Alec impression.
Very how shocked many? You had a tattoo.
Val, how many? What?
Doug Pete's was very
great.
Shocked you had a tattoo. We were talking about
man?
your muscle picture.
Yeah.
Because he's got his picture on, like, his head on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, uh-huh, very funny. And he's like, I was really shocked. I never knew that Peter had a tattoo. And
I have a tattoo.
Yeah, he
you
does.
You do.
Let's, Val, tattoo. How many tattoos do you have? Tattoo.
Tattoo?
What? You have tattoo tattoos?
Oh, tattoo.
Val,
how many tattoos
right?
do you have? You have two?
Two.
I have tattoo.
What? You have a butterfly that you got when you were like five.
I was five.
That's cruel of
no,
you.
No, but
mom.
You were
I was
under
like
18. Yeah. You were
Who
young.
Who fucking gave you a 15-year-old tattoo?
I was like, I want to do this. Then my mom was like, okay.
Your mom okayed it?
Yeah.
Did you have breasts at 15?
To be fair, yeah. My mom was going to let me pierce my belly
like,
button at like 16.
Val's mom is like,
hey, like,
you got cans.
You
what am I going to do?
Name.
Val's mom's not so crass as to call them cans.
Okay.
She calls them Hooters.
Well, at this point, you've got Hooters, so you might as well get a tattoo. Yeah.
She's like, why don't you just work at Hooters?
Wait, you have
Are
another
you, oh,
tattoo?
Val's quit.
What's your other tattoo?
The other one? I have to go to the bathroom.
But first, what's the other one?
You're not going to say?
No.
Just say it before you go. You're so looking right at me. Speculate while you go.
Why don't you spit on Peter's desk?
I spit on the floor. Just the table because I like to draw on it.
You can throw up the cover.
I've been drawing on this piece of paper.
Oh, good.
I have noticed.
Thank you.
You're really just coloring it.
I appreciate you wasting my
paper. I like talking.
She's
like
going
this.
To the bathroom.
You and I talk
the
like the people on that Saturday Night Live skit where they talk about sweaty balls.
Sweaty?
Yeah.
Sweaty?
Yeah.
Sweaty wieners?
I talk about
Alex,
that.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have 10, I think. No, I don't know. Five? I don't fucking
Five.
Know.
You've got a Superman.
I got a Superman
You've got a Metallica.
Tattoo. I have a Metallica star.
You've got a Mario
I have
leg.
The Mario leg.
Which is, I guess, will count as
it's pretty
one.
Great. That's fine. We'll have
what
a,
else?
I have a Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, on
And
your
then
other
I have
leg.
My wife's handprint.
Your wife's hand on your arm?
On my right arm.
Oh, that's I didn't
five.
Know that. I think
oh,
that's
yeah,
the only one I haven't
you.
Seen.
Yeah.
She has a bigger hand than I thought.
She's got a...
She's got long fingers.
A Yeti hand.
She's
got
something kind of similar, doesn't she, with the tribal things?
Hers is of our pets.
Okay.
Now she's got a lot of tattoos, right?
Yeah, she's got like...
This is not mine.
That is yours. I opened it for you a long time ago.
No, this is the one I've been drinking.
That's the one you've been drinking. That's yours.
I brought you another one, though.
Yeah, because she brought it for you.
How many tattoos do you have?
Two.
Two?
Do you like them?
Yes.
Do you want more?
Yes.
Will you describe them?
I'm about to get another one. I just need to call and make an appointment.
You have a bird on your arm.
Brother's signature.
Nice. I like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. That is.
What?
You have a bird.
I do have a bird. I have a metal lark on my
bird. Metal lark lemon. The Harlem Globetrotters basketball
no.
player.
No, just a bird.
Oh, okay. The bird.
And I have an onk
you know
on my
who,
hip cheek.
Who sucks?
Hip cheek?
The Generals.
Yeah, they are the worst.
They're monsters.
I could play for them, though.
You could. You would win.
I get a contract.
What?
What's up? Val's coming in.
I have what? One tattoo, but I've been
you
contemplating
one
a second.
You should get another one.
You just have one.
You'd look sexy. That's why he's had one tattoo.
I've been thinking about a second one.
What
oh,
is it going
to
be of?
You used
Spidey?
To say that you didn't want anymore, that you were
I
over
know,
that.
He's 30 now.
About it.
I'm proud of you.
What do you want?
Will you grab that? It's like a reddish, pinkish piece of paper.
It's a picture of me.
Oh, God.
It's like
Jesus
a little heart.
Shit, fuck.
Jesus shit fuck. Mm-hmm. It's next to the picture of me.
This? Yeah, but not exactly that. Drawn nicely.
Who's that by?
Where does it start?
That's a Tom Spanbauer quote. It starts in French.
I don't speak it.
France.
What does it say?
Can you say it? I can't.
I took French for like 7 years. I'll do it.
Val will.
Les mots qui ont blessé.
What does that mean?
The words that hurt. The words that draw a circle around my heart.
I like it.
Yeah.
Valerie, could you read that now, please?
Are you going to do it in English?
I'll do all of that.
No, in English
no,
or
in French?
French?
All of it. The whole quote.
Both in French and English.
That's how it's in the book.
Where would you like
Valerie.
To put it?
I think in the
heart?
Chest area.
I think
you know,
nice
as part of
pecs.
my huh? memorial tattoo,
just got
I
nice
thought
pecs.
About getting like a tiny broken heart.
This is what
like
I said.
Here.
You asked
yeah.
me. Huh?
I think it's the next place to go on
like,
this side, maybe.
Just a
That's I've been doing
heart.
You since you went to the bathroom.
I have a little bit of a broken
even
heart.
Me
I've been
and
doing
been
you.
Gone.
Yeah, no, I've been talking like you.
Touch me right now.
I'm sorry.
Here's your best
I'm
part.
I'm very touchy.
Nobody's noticed.
We're
going to
evolve
cared.
Into like a hugging, okay. crying mess.
I don't want to hug anyone.
Oh.
Why is that? Oh.
Because it's me and no one notices and no one cares.
Because what?
That wasn't you.
Val, what's your other tattoo?
Peter, listen to what I just said. I've been doing Val since she went to the bathroom.
Nick I will show everyone
and no
my
one's
first
noticed
tattoo.
And no one's cared.
Nick
you what?
And
I will show everyone my first tattoo.
Everyone, do you want to see Christina's first tattoo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is
okay.
it a butterfly?
Especially if
it's
on
not.
Your butt.
I almost did get a butterfly. My boyfriend drew me one.
It's pretty near your butt.
It's pretty close to the butt.
Hip cheek.
It's an unk.
It is an unk.
An unk?
That's a Egyptian.
A-N-K-H.
It's an Egyptian symbol of life.
Eternal life.
Does
fragility.
Everyone know what an unk is? But
I think
me?
Except for
I
you,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all here at the table do.
Oh.
Now, so you've got a butterfly.
What's your other one?
You're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
That guy was on a celebrity.
Come,
rehab.
My lady. So you cummed and then you got a butterfly. What's your other tattoo?
Awesome. Did you masturbate right before you got it?
My butterfly tattoo?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, was this when you were 15?
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy. How old were you when you got your second one?
Nine.
Yeah.
What is your other one?
It was nine.
What is your other
Fred
one?
Fred Penner's place?
Big Bird.
Yeah. Don't lie.
What was your other tattoo?
Elmo.
Why
Elmo.
Do you keep lying to me?
I don't know.
You're aggressively lying to me, too.
This is your second
Val Crippina, fucking
wife.
Bitch.
Just tell
that's,
him.
I didn't say that. That's
you
hurtful.
Meant it.
I want to play the games.
Val, okay, what's your other tattoo?
Val, I didn't think or
no,
mean.
No, we take it all back.
I didn't say anything. There's nothing for me to take back.
We just saw Christina's hip area.
I just flashed you
side
off
hip.
My,
yeah.
My butt.
That's show us.
Butt hip.
I mooned
stand
you.
Up.
You don't have to show
shirt
us.
Shirt off.
Just
tell
just
us. Fuck that.
Tell us.
Take a break.
Does it say like pee. Steve's property on your butt or something?
That'd be hilarious. Raul's. Raul's bitch.
The triple X zone.
Mom.
Mom, that'd be funny too.
I always thought it'd be well, fun to get a Dave Thomas portrait on my butt.
Dave Thomas of Wendy's.
Of Wendy's.
Of Wendy's.
And your he Wendy's died. Order underneath it.
Double stack.
There's not enough room. I don't have big enough butt. You should know.
What is your other tattoo?
I want to play the game.
You don't want to tell us your other tattoo?
No,
we won't make fun of it.
Or do you just like to be mysterious?
I'm mysterious.
I know.
Well, lady of mystery. How long ago did
I'm
you get it?
I'm a lady.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait,
just tell
back
us
it
how,
up.
Let's start You're with this. How long ago did you get it? Because this was after your other one.
Yes.
Significantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like 3-ish years.
Okay. Ago.
Ago.
Does it have words or just picture?
You have to pee. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just guess what it is then.
Okay.
I'm going to guess it's a McDonald's logo.
It's a tramp stamp.
Yeah. I'm like...
It's a thing that says like road McDonald's hard right represent. Over your butt crack.
Is your butterfly on her tramp stamp place?
No.
It's on her ankle, aww. Which is lucky.
That's cute.
No,
yeah, that's not so bad.
It's a no. little weird. The guy did like fairy dust around it.
I really think that you think your butterfly is worse than you. I
that
think
really
your butterfly is?
Is
not as bad as you think.
It is.
I don't know.
Show
can
Christina.
We see your butterfly?
Yeah, show come Christina. On. It's not that bad.
I almost got a butterfly tramp stamp. I thought that was super cool when I was like 17.
Yeah.
And my
it's really
drew
not
it
that
me.
Bad. Like when she told me her mom, she's like, my mom said I could get it. I was like,
then
what the fuck?
Really
but it's
bad,
really
right?
not that bad.
Oh, can see, that's, see that's really pretty.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
You're kind.
You're kind.
Yeah.
I forget it's there a lot. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Isn't that the way with tattoos? Like you love it and then you look at it a lot and then
you
just completely
yeah,
forget it.
I forget about this one all the time because
yeah.
I don't see it.
It's like a
and
zit that keeps regrowing
like, yeah,
on my back.
Yeah, I have that tattoo there.
Yeah. Yeah, when I first got and mine, it was all about it and then...
See, and I still like it even though like it bled a lot. Like
yeah.
it's really like out around
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, mine's off. Real starting to fade.
You know, blown it's hard out. With words, I think. Matt has
I
words
so
on
too.
Around a tattoo and his, and they're very, like, blurred together.
I always figured I could get it filled
yeah.
in, right?
Yeah.
If I wanted to, later. Who yeah. cares? My mom was like, you're going to
so
be an
this,
old man
shoulder,
and look like
shoulder.
Shit. This shoulder. And she's like, you're going to be an old
his
man.
As bad as Matt's is. His is, like, script.
What does his word say?
Something from Fight Club.
Nice! This is from Survivor.
The words are from Fight Club, and the tattoo that it's around was before that. And it's like a weird man thing he drew that looks like he's like hunched in on himself.
Like
it's
holding
weird.
Himself.
It's weird.
I like this.
He also has like a trinity on his calf.
That one
like
I've
a
seen.
Tribal trinity. And he's got like a tribal, it's a band logos on his arm.
I think I'm ready for my second. It's been yeah. like 10 years.
I'm ready for
I think
my,
I'm ready.
I love tattoos. I wish I had more money so I could get more.
They're expensive. And also
they
I don't know where to go.
That's a problem.
Tribal Rights is really good. I'm really pleased with their work.
Yeah.
Is that?
That's pretty nice.
In Greeley?
Fort Collins. All their artists have, like, I look at their profiles online. You can see their, like, artwork. They're very good. Mm-hmm. I was just looking at them today because I was like, well, maybe I should go with someone else besides Eric Erickson, who also has adult braces.
Really?
Or did when I had this tattoo.
A tattoo done. Artist with adult braces?
He was so adorable.
Oh, my God.
Adorable.
Well,
adorable.
Hey, man,
I'm like Ben
it.
Stiller in Something About Mary. I'm like, adult braces, oh.
Is that a thing in that movie?
Well, he likes her, she likes his braces,
remember? He has braces? No.
When he's like in high school and they first meet?
For so long.
Yeah, anyway. Well, I guess he's not an adult. He's in high school, technically, but she's like real into his braces. She thinks they're really adorable.
Let me tell you guys, this is working out great for me. I would say that I'm probably knee-deep in trim.
Knee deep in trim.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that means.
Knee deep in trim.
Yeah,
this was the best time to come back.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Shit ton of
trim,
vagina.
Lots of
trim
vagina.
Is like vagina.
Trim is a word for vag.
This is like when I was like in high and like just out of high school, and like my friend was like talking about boxes, and I was like, I don't know what a box is.
Awesome. You're like a warm box,
a bajuji,
and now I do
a bajuji.
And yeah. My friend and I had boxing week,
a bajuju, and a
cha cha.
Thank you.
Should we do another card?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
No.
We're talking about tattoos. If you think bees are
deadly,
here are the options.
Have we all seen My Girl, or have we not?
Oh, no.
So sad.
Was that what it was called?
Talking about.
Okay.
With that Culkin kid.
Yeah.
Here are the options. Okay. Bees are idiots, bees are cool, or bees are endangered.
Well, endangered. Is that three drinks? Fact. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Might be. I'm going to have to do endangered either.
I don't have any booze.
I have booze, and I'm doing endangered because
they
are.
I'm going to say cool.
Bees are cool.
Take three fucking drinks.
idiots is one. Cool is two.
She should have more.
Endangered is three.
God damn it. Valerie.
We're still looking at Joe Mangello here.
You're still
here.
On your
I am still on here. I'm trying to refresh my interest.
He it's
is pretty
almost,
hot.
But right? I'm still taking
it. You'd go gay for him, right?
Yeah.
I know you don't
go gay, but if I was gay, he'd be one of my target number one. You know?
Your drinks or your wife?
I'd go gay for him.
My drinks are my wife.
Well, you don't have to.
Oh,
my wife
just go straight for
me
him.
Of cheating on my man. No, that's not true either. No,
unless he's gay, I guess then you'd have
like,
to go
hey,
gay
did
man.
You take? And
I don't
I was
think
like,
he
yeah,
is.
I didn't.
I don't think
I
so
hate
either.
Cheating.
I don't
the
really
one,
play
one
a fucking
of the actors
game,
from Magic Mike is gay though.
Soon.
I would love to play poker.
Matt Bomer.
Matt Bomer.
I need another drink now. Actually,
I'll get you one if you want.
That'd be cool.
Do you
want to
have this Christmas
water, Alec?
Accumulation?
No, I've been having a good time.
No, but I said, can I have some water?
You can have some water. Pete?
I got this full
beer.
Drink.
We just bought him.
All right.
Brought him.
I'll get you anything.
Whatever. Okay, so you're going to go get drinks?
Yes, I am.
All right. This is hard to do when I'm a little loaded.
What are we doing?
Everything's hard to do when you're loaded.
We're just kind of waiting for him to come back.
Oh, are we doing a song interlude?
I thought I might, just because I thought it would be fun.
Can we have a sing-along?
Sure.
I don't know this
song. Do you
want
to sing this song?
What's this song?
I don't know what the song is. Oh, I do know what the song
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you know this song.
Everybody knows
it's
this song.
It's Friday night.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. La 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 la.
It's pretty great.
Pretty great. Takes you right back to middle school.
This is how we do it. Podcasting on Friday. It's Friday night. Val's out here on the west side. Run all over my fucking paper.
So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it.
Let's just do another. Oh, my beer is overflowing. Let's do another.
No.
Another.
You better drink it fast.
I'm going to try. Ooh, your diploma.
Mm. What about it?
If you have one, but you do not know where it is, that is one drink.
That would be me.
If
that's
you do not have one, that's two. If it's on the wall, that's three.
Yeah, I only have a high school diploma, and I do not know where it is.
No idea that's where one. My diploma is.
That's one.
I don't have a beer, so.
Mine
or a
is
drink.
Right here. Do you want a drink?
I feel like mine's
is he getting
like
you a drink?
Rolled
no,
up
just
into
water.
A little tube somewhere.
Mine's we got ours in my high school one in like a little leatherette folder.
Oh.
I don't think it was real leather, but
I feel like the color.
Folder.
I feel like
with
UNC
like a
just
with like an architectural
an
sketch of my high school.
Do you guys want to hear what happened when I got my diploma from UNC?
No. Yes, I do. I'm just kidding. Yes, I do.
This is how we do. I went there to pick it up. Way, way after, like maybe a year later, because I had to do something at the financial aid office. And lady's like, oh, we still have your diploma. Why didn't you pick it up? And this is a complete lie. But I said, actually, my grandma passed away right at graduation, so I could not make it. Because she was so hurt that I did not go to graduation.
Your grandma was?
No, the admissions office thanks. Lady. All right. Next question. Think about coffee. Ugh. How or if you drink coffee?
No.
Not at all
not
is
at
three
all.
Drinks.
God damn it.
Cream and sugar is two. Black is one.
What if black and sometimes cream, but
one
never sugar?
1 million. 1.5?
1.5 million. I really like the sound of that candle. I'm not kidding.
It's a woodwork candle.
It's fucking soothing. Holy God. Nice. I come in here and it's just like...
I recommend it if you really want to think about where your life has gone and what's happened to your relationships.
Your relationships are strong.
Yeah, they're great.
We're all here.
Next question. Place your wallet on the table.
It's actually hilariously on the table as we speak. You have to take 5 drinks of water.
This is how we're doing.
I could go get it.
Val, where's your wallet?
I didn't bring it because I was carrying a bag of pretzels.
I just had a piece of your pretzel out there. This isn't innuendo. Pretzel you made? Delicious.
I can imagine my wallet.
Alec got a piece of that pretzel.
Oh, I broke out a piece of your pretzel.
The fattest wallet takes 3 drinks.
I think mine would be the fattest.
God damn it. Mine's the fattest, but only because of the way it's made.
Hold on.
All right.
Val says hers is the fattest.
It's like this.
That's way fatter. That's like 3 times as fat. Second fattest.
That wallet's making
probably mine even be second fattest if it was in here.
Second fattest.
Because it's a girl wallet. It's like this big.
Make the rockin' world go round.
Oh, fat wallet girls.
Thank you.
And the third fattest is 1 drink. So you and I take 1. All right. You guys take 2 and 3.
Boom.
Of water?
Sure. Val's drinking Pabst.
I feel like you should drink pancake batter or something instead of water. So it's at least horrible.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, of course.
I would rather drink a beer than pancake batter. And I love pancakes. No.
Next, take a pen out of your pocket.
I don't have a pen in my pocket. Holy shit. I never carry a pen in my pocket.
This is like the only fucking time.
I don't have one.
No pen is 3 drinks.
Sorry, Val.
2 pens is 2 drinks. And 1 pen is 1.
Peter and I are a part of the Pen 15 Club.
I have to take 2.
Do you guys remember Pen
15?
Yeah. Excuse me. Welcome
to being 12.
Yes. Thank you. I'm happy
Matt says that to me all the time. He's like, way to be 12. And I'm like, shut up.
Sarah says 12 to me too. And I'm like, fucking 16 at least.
Yeah.
The pants you are wearing
are jeans.
Jeans
are 1 jeans. Drink. Not jeans are 3.
Are
no in between.
Jeans?
Yes, I am.
All at one. All of us have 1. Cheers, jeansers.
Cheers.
We've got good jeans.
Can I start? Wow.
Country music.
Can I start being Val again? I really like being Val. I don't like country music, Valerie.
Here are the options. Sometimes, always, or never.
Wait,
country
what was
music?
The question?
Country music. Sometimes, always, or never.
Country music?
Yeah. Does,
like, can
Johnny
I listen
Cash
to Old Crow
count?
Medicine Show, but just 1 song?
Absolutely.
Is
it Wagon
sometimes.
Wheel?
Yes, it is.
Then yes.
But not the stupid Cash Darius down, Rucker one or whatever that dude is.
No, fuck that.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
This is what we will define as country.
Like
here we go.
In the car.
I can hear it. I'm like, I can hear you.
Sarah. No.
She plays. Wagon Wheel off. Sing to
it. Did you say no, was it?
Can you hear it now?
I can. No, no, I can't hear. I could hear it before.
Oh,
she has headphones. He doesn't have
headphones. You can put it back on.
This is the worst show
Listen,
in the planet.
Just tell me, Peter, is Johnny Cash country?
I'd say sometimes.
Johnny Cash is in his song. Carl
Perkins won. Ring of Fire.
Okay, country music. Yes. Sometimes. Always. Never.
Sometimes.
I'm going to say sometimes, too. We're all going to say sometimes.
Sometimes is 1.
Okay,
always is 2. And never is 3.
Always should be 3.
No.
Mm-hmm. Always is 2. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You miss out on too much if you say never. Never say never, as Justin Bieber taught me.
Justin Bieber taught me a lot. I heard on a podcast that Justin Bieber was fucking hookers in other countries.
On this podcast?
No.
He's just throwing up on himself.
I heard he fucked a Brazilian hooker.
Nah.
Why wouldn't you?
I agree.
If I was Justin Bieber,
no.
You don't think he could?
I don't think he can.
Like, he doesn't have the strength? What does that mean?
Because he's like, hey, A,
I'm Canadian, eh? And I'm a little guy, eh?
He's too polite.
I like hockey, and I can't fuck you, eh?
So, who's your favorite goalie? What, and they're like, I got a big ass. And he says, okay, you got to go.
Oh, Brazilian girls have big butts, eh?
Eh? Does he say eh?
I don't know, but Canadians say eh.
Since this game began.
Yes, eh.
You have not looked at your phone. One drink.
Well, you made us look at our phones.
Hold on.
He did?
Yeah.
You have looked at your phone.
You were getting booze.
You have looked at your phone one time is two.
We did that.
And you've looked at your phone more than once is three.
You and I have to take two, eh?
I have to take two as well.
Now I'm being a Canadian Val. I'm going to take one. I would love a Canadian Val. That'd be awesome. Would you make me poutine, eh?
I would love to eat that sometime.
You can.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Who's going to make it?
I'll make it.
You're already wearing flannel.
Gravy fries?
Yeah, gravy fries sound good. This is funny.
All right.
So good.
Pizza preferences.
Ooh.
This is basically related to crust.
Pepper. Oh.
We have.
I will eat it all.
Regular crust, thick crust.
Oh, thick.
And the occasional stuffed crust.
New.
Stuffed, regular, thin. Is it have pizza
any
toppings?
Any kind of pizza.
I would say never stuffed, but anything else goes.
I would say thick and never stuffed. Hey.
Isn't there a stuffed crust with hot dogs in it now?
That's fucking gross.
There's a pizza, yes.
That's not a
hot dog rolled in the crust.
That I would probably
not eat. That's just pizza with a hot dog on the end.
With the hot dog sticking out. So what did you... Okay, so Val voted...
Val, you just need to take five because... Pizza with hot dog is not the right answer.
Val has five.
Pete, Alec,
mine is thick crust and
two.
Never stuffed.
Two.
Okay.
I would eat any pizza.
Well, let's just say two then.
Okay.
Thick regular water is one.
I'm like, I'm drinking water. I guess I shouldn't agonize over it, huh?
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
They're like, what's the three drink one? Sure, why not?
Regular is one, thick is two, and the occasional stuffed is three.
What?
I drink beer, yeah. So fucking weird. Yeah. What's weird about it?
You drink it from the side of your face.
Well,
oh, like this?
I like to drink from the side of my face. How do you drink? From the front of
from
your face?
From the front of my face.
Well, maybe you should try the side.
No. Yeah, you mid-face piece of shit.
I didn't even take a bite of your sandwich out there.
The seal.
Now I know it's a mistake.
If you have not peed since this game began, if you have...
Oh, this game.
And the next person to go.
Have I taken pee?
Yes.
I've peed. Okay.
I think. Did you pee?
Probably.
I got up many times.
I think
I peed,
all
I'm sure.
Peed at least once. All right. So we all have to take two. All
right. What was
the next
three?
Person to go? Well, the three is the next person to go.
Do you guys remember Presidents and Assholes? Mm-hmm. That was a fun fucking
I love
game.
That game.
Yeah, so do I. We should play drinking games again.
All I remember is King's Cup and how terrible that was. Ooh.
Yeah.
I would never drink the King's Cup. I agree with you. I would refuse. I'd be like, fuck you, everyone.
Everyone.
Next. Do you own a guitar?
Yes.
Think about it.
No, but I have a ukulele.
Ukulele.
Wow.
I might have a bass in my basement.
Val,
does that count?
I just got
it's not mine.
I think
that's how they pronounce
it. That doesn't count.
Ukulele.
Ukulele.
I should see if anybody else wants to come in here since I'm not drinking.
Ukulele.
Drinking booze.
Yeah.
I do not own a guitar is one drink. I own a guitar is two. I own a guitar that is on display in a room where guests see it is three.
Ours are in a closet.
Well, what about ukuleles?
Ukulele is 17.
Val, 1,000. You just drink. You can't even talk anymore.
I'm out of booze. Are you leaving?
I'd pee.
Oh,
three drinks.
That's three drinks of water.
You lose.
Before you pee.
Or win.
Loser. This is how we do it.
It's Friday night.
I'm proud of you. How long have you been fucking potting?
Since noon.
How's it been?
Great.
You sound like you feel better this year than you did last year.
I'm doing good. I only have another. My brother's going to call in.
I'm
in,
proud
18
of you.
Minutes.
What time is he's calling in 18 minutes?
Yeah.
Can I tell him to fuck himself?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Ian.
What kind of phone?
We are better friends now than we've ever been. He's great.
I got to pee too as soon as he's done. Cool. What kind of phone do you own?
Smart.
The options are iPhone, Android, and flip phone.
Valerie.
What is this?
That is a
Samsung Galaxy.
That's not an Android. iPhone or a flip phone.
So anything that's not iPhone is categorized as, hey.
Whoa.
Hey,
who is it?
You have Tweed.
Who is it?
Nicanor. Oh. We've got questions for you.
Nicanor will do it.
This is how Nick does it.
Nicanor will do it. It's
Friday night. Oh my God.
Nicanor looks like old dirty bastard.
ODB got you three, buddy.
Oh my God, those are fat. Put them on the
wrong side. I just want to smell it.
Where are you sleeping tonight, Nicanor? My couch?
Sure.
My bed.
We need to finish Zelda.
Sexy.
I know.
Pete, you never finished the original?
I went over that in an earlier hour.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't hear it.
Well, it's not even released.
You're going to smoke weed.
Do you
want
to pause so you can smoke weed and then we can keep going?
Let's take a pause. It's been about an hour. Let's play a quick song and let's take a pause. We will be right back with some more Helpful Snowman Radio.
Blending up all the ups and downs. Damn it, Elvis, don't you know?